Brazy, nights like these, episode 2. I'm about to roll this blunt. I'm still smoking another blunt. First episode, we talked about love. Not sex. Not none of the other stuff, just love. Episode 2, let's talk about sex. Not love. No, let's talk about sex. What is sexy? What is good sex? Like, what makes someone sexy? And what makes the sex good? I think that's not an easy, simple question. But brazy nights like these, we gonna talk about it. Okay, get my lighter right here, we good. Hold up. You know I can't back with you. I ain't gonna bullshit. I'm gonna tell you what good sex, what it's not. Let's start there first. Let's start with what good sex isn't before we get into what good sex is and what makes something sexy and good and all that type of shit. Good sex is not the first time. Your first time having sex, I don't give a fuck who you with. That ain't gonna be good. That ain't gonna be the best you ever had. That ain't gonna be no good. Like, nah. It ain't happening like that. What else is not good sex? Damn. Stinky sex. That ain't good sex. Yeah, that's... No bueno. Like, ooh, I just had a couple thoughts. Ooh, wee, hold up, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, now I think about it, that should be number one. Oh, what don't make sex good sex? It's stankiness. Stankiness. When I think about the bad experiences I've had, yeah, stank involving them stories. Yeah, I ain't gonna get into the whole story on it, but the first one. And shorty name was like Peaches, too. Long story short, her nickname was Peaches, but she ain't smell like nobody peach. I'm talking about we was messing around and pulled them motherfucking shorts off and must have did one of them good, you know. Lick my hand. Put it down there and try to, you know, play with it, get it wet, get it started. And when I lifted my hand back up to spit on it again, type shit or something, it was a, oh, it was a, oh, whoa, hey, what the, oh, what's going on now? It caught me off guard, like, straight, stopped everything, just, whoa, what the fuck? So when I, hand went to my face and I caught that whiff of fucking Hiroshima, World War 55, fucking the end of the apocalyptic, fucking guys coming back and taking every nice, good soul and good smelling thing and left this stanky, stank. This shit done died 15 times and you still holding on to this shit? What the fuck is, what was this dead shit doing in your motherfucking stank? I'm talking about that shit. stanky, stank, stank. Stank, stank, stank. I think everything I could think that I ain't stick my fucking dick in that motherfucker, because that motherfucker, my dick probably would have fell off. Like, if I'd have been rushing or some shit, if I wasn't in my dick would have scraped, fell the fuck off. And that should have been an instant fatality. Like, that should have been, it's over. What are you talking about? Wasted. 5 stars, you busted. Game over type shit. It was. But yeah, it was bad. Real bad. But yeah, bad. Bad sex. If it smell bad, it's probably gonna be some bad sex. If you even get to the sex. Because if it smell bad with me, I ain't even getting in. Luckily for me, that story with Peaches happened when I was in high school still. So it was like, yeah. After that, every time it was a good smell check, a good little hold up. But something else to make sex bad. Inexperience, I guess, maybe it's something. Like, if you fuck with somebody that got bad sex, I think it would be unbeknownst to you. People don't be knowing, just making their sex bad, too. But when you get with somebody that got some good and you trash, it's like, it'd be weird. I don't know. But when you're used to trash, you're used to just that, and you get something that's better than that, you getting something better, but the person that's better ain't getting nothing better. They getting trash. They getting somebody they got to fucking, you know what I'm saying, teach and work with and all kind of type shit. And when it comes to sex, motherfuckers been their feelings. It's hard to tell, yo, the person you fucking with, like, hey, you kind of trash. Hey, you kind of a hump on a log, dead piece of fish in the fucking bed. Like, what are you doing? You just sitting there, you just laying there, you just, what's going on? Like, vocal cords work? Can you speak, say something? Can you move? Can you stop rolling your eyes? And you know, anytime you gotta say to somebody, any kind of thing you gotta say, it's gonna fucking be some kind of feelings, like, it's gonna be, because it's, yeah, it's a sensitive topic for some motherfuckers, especially people with trash sex. They be most sensitive ones I found, real good. But, yeah, fuck all that. Moving on. We ain't talking about no bad shit. Let's get to the good. Okay. I'll break this weed down. Roll this blunt. Good sex. What is good sex? I think my answer gonna surprise some people. A lot of people. Most people. Yeah, what it is. But overstand when I tell you. Feelings. Feelings. That's what makes, for real, how you feel about somebody, how they feel about you. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. Because it can be some good, like, as far as their appearance or something, but I'm gonna say it the right way. Their appearance, yeah, their appearance could be they bad. They just a whole baddie. You like, oh yeah, this bitch is, or this motherfucker is scrumptious type, whatever the fuck it is for you type shit. Is your turning you on? They just that. But what I'm saying though is, if you feel some actual love, and they feel love for you, that sex is better than sex with just a motherfucker look good, just met. if you've actually been through some shit. 6, 7 months, a year, 2, 3. Some years with a motherfucker. Happy times, good times, eating out, eating in, laughing, joking, being serious, the ups and downs, all that type of shit. That shit play a part in making this shit fucking better. Like, it's just like, I don't care what nobody say, but you're gonna have a feeling for some vegetables that you grew yourself. It's in your backyard. You had to go and take some rake to the fucking dirt, and you had to go buy some new dirt and put the new dirt in there, and then you had to water it and get some seeds and put the seeds in there and water it, and every day come out and water it and watch it grow and then pick the plants and that whole process. You looking at them strawberries that you grew yourself differently than some store strawberries. You gonna notice how yours healthy, yours fat and good and looking, and they just, you know, there's no pesticides on them, there's no spray, they're just fresh, and they're just, you know, it's good. That's what it's like when you having sex with somebody that you know. You don't know somebody, yeah. You didn't have sex with anybody. It can be enjoyable, but it's different. It's different. Like, that's the best. The best. That's the best. The best sex. Promise. But that shit takes time. I think even when it comes to that, getting to know somebody and just getting to know them and knowing them good, so that makes shit better. But sometimes you just might fuck on the first night type shit. You might fuck after just meeting somebody, but it'll get better though. With the right motherfucker, with a motherfucker that care about you type shit, they give a fuck about you, they're going to try to get better, and so they're going to make it better. Like, facts. That's just how it go. When you got something good and you want to keep it, you treat it good, and you know. You might spice it up, you try something different, you might, that type of shit, it's levels. But the motherfucker you just met, they not finna try nothing, they not finna, it's finna be different, it's just different. It's just different. Crazy nights like these. Another good thing to make sex good. Like real, real good. That real, real good. Be the sounds. Like for real, for real. Think about it. If you got, the police siren outside going off, you got kids outside fighting, yelling, you got police helicopters in the sky yelling, get out, we can see you, get out, come out with your hands, all that shit going on loud as fuck, dogs is barking, and inside smash your motherfucking door knocking. Unless you one of them, unless you some kind of, some different shit I ain't never heard of, some new shit, where being distracted by noises is the most new turn on or something. That's some new kind of fetish thing or something. I ain't heard of it. That's what it is. And yeah, most people, they don't want to hear a whole bunch of extra. They want to get in their zone. You might put some soft music on or something. You might put some regular music on. You might have no music on, but whatever it may be, it ain't a whole bunch of bullshit. It ain't a whole bunch of too much of nothing. Like, good, if you have some good, you gotta have some kind of, you know what I'm saying? You can't be having a bunch of noise. Not like that. I know some motherfuckers is exhibitionist type, like having sex in public, so maybe it might be noisy or something type shit, but I mean, yeah, that's not brazy, that's just different. In real life, hearing your motherfucking, your partner's little moans, grunts, and little shit like that, that shit be, fuck you talking about, that shit get anybody going. The sounds that you hear from someone is just getting enjoyment and pleasure, is looking at you and getting turned on or getting excited, and it's energy. People feed off that energy. And when you ain't got the energy, when you don't hear it or see it or feel it, when you just, when two bodies humping, that's not good. That ain't great. That's, to the other shit, we talking about some good. And we talking about some good. Yeah, it's going to be some sounds. It's going to be some grown folk. Kids putting them to sleep. Tight. Hold up. Tight. I never met the neighbor been on my name and shit. Like, oh, is that Derek? Hey, Derek. Hey, I should know my name. Yeah, I guess your bitch be screaming that type. Yeah. I'll talk about that real quick, though. I just was an example. I don't want to use my government. But for real, for real. For real, for real. That should be funny. My motherfuckers, neighbors and shit, they heard you having sex, and you could tell they done heard you. The looks they be giving you and shit. Wow, they just start saying, hey, you know. look at them sounds. That energy. Yeah, it be good. You can't fake it. But you can, you definitely can. But I don't think motherfuckers be, do people still fake it? Like, for real, for real. When I think about faking it, I think about some girl sitting there bent over and getting hit from the back. Head in her hands, just like, oh yeah, ooh, right there. That feels good. Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of. I'm sure some females would be faking it. Making they do feel good or something. It might be a little extra with it or something, but I stopped thinking for a second. I'm like, dang, do motherfuckers really be faking it? Like, I wonder what that be like. I wonder what that be like. Because to me, in my head, that's some movie shit. I didn't see any of the movies. I didn't see the movies the motherfuckers had sex. And then, you know, Shawty still in bed. And old boy might be dozing off or he getting up. And she looking like, really? Like, is that it? Like, can we get it around two or something? Or can we? In the movie, he'd be like, oh, shit, you talking about shit? I'm tired. I was good. It'd be some bullshit like that type shit. But I ain't never in real life, like, I'm gonna have to do that on one of these episodes. Brazy. Brazy nights like these. When you call up on your exes. Just for some confirmation. Like, was the sex good? How, should I do it? Should I do it? Nah, I ain't gonna do it. Because in real life, I don't have any exes. You did. Asterisk. You know what I'm saying? Asterisk. Because Miss KDZ shit don't count. You know, shit forever. But, yeah, like right now, I ain't got no exes. I can't even call no exes. I got one. You dig? That's it. So I can't even be extra with it. Brazy nights like these. This episode was gonna start off talking about what it's like to miss somebody and how to get through that and what it's like going through that, being in a relationship and you miss somebody because they're not there. But in my head, thinking about mine, because I am missing mine right now. Like, thinking about sex. And I've been thinking, like, what really do make good sex? Because hers is, yeah. Let's talk about it real quick, though, but I'll, Brazy nights like these. I saw in real life. And I know she might listen to this motherfucker. Maybe she won't, though. Nah, she ain't listen to it. I'm gonna distract her or some shit. I ain't gonna tell her I made it type shit. I ain't gonna send her a link. Cause for real, I think she listens to the ones I send her a link to type shit, but she be too busy doing what she doing. But yeah, if she listens to this shit, if you is, I love you. Don't get mad. But that shit been like, her shit been like, it's been blowing everybody else is out the water. Because for one, off top, I got started for one. I lucked up because, like, Shawty that. Yeah. Her mom and dad deserve an award for having her. No kizzy, like, speechless, breathtaking, for lack of a better words, just so everybody can understand, I don't sound goofy, dream girl type. She literally, I'm talking about the prototype. I want to start singing, but I think it might be some copyright type if you start singing nigga song, because it's still, you can't play it or sing it. I don't know, might sue me, but yeah, she prototype type shit. For real. Like, crazy nice like these. Whew. I just blow. Hold up. But yeah, so off top, when I first got with it, when I first met her, it was like being in a motherfucking grocery store. And nah. It was like being at a motherfucking mall, but the mall got, no, okay, yeah. Okay, nah. It was like being in the motherfucking mall, but you really love clothes. Like, you a fashion type motherfucker. And this mall got the Gucci Louis Fendi. You know what I'm talking about? You did, and that was your dream. You've been dreaming about this shit. You only seen the magazine. You only seen all motherfucking celebrities and shit. Well, this is like a motherfucking love cars. You with a mall that got a number of cars and shit, and you pass the motherfucking the Lamborghini motherfucking thing. You're like, oh shit, in real life, a Lambo? Dang, that motherfucker 24 gold. Solid gold. Ain't even plated gold. This a solid for real. This a brick. This a motherfucker. This like, ooh. This like a motherfucking street nigga. Ooh. They like a motherfucking street nigga, right? And you the motherfucking, you done got some good intel, good intel about a motherfucking lick on some motherfuckers that he just got motherfucking locked up through a whoop and that motherfucking, yeah, one of his motherfucking little houses type shit. He shot out, keep the motherfucking in, and now you in this motherfucking shit, and there's nobody in motherfucking. It's just bricks. Just bricks. It's a whole bunch of motherfucking just bags and bags and bags. You the motherfucking just stumbled across the motherfucking all the dope you ever need in life. Like, you Pablo now. You motherfucking Tony Montana type shit. Like, yeah, burr. Gucci man type. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Sonny was a walking brick. Like, I was about to love it one time. All that. So, yeah. So, top, the attraction was there. And then it was like, yeah, I can't. It just was good, and it's only been getting better because I don't even know. I need to have her on a motherfucking thing one time. And I said she be doing something, and she did some little trick or something. That motherfucker, it be getting me. That motherfucker, me. Ooh. What we talking about though? Hold up. So the attraction, the feeling type shit, and it just done progressed and got better and better. And yeah, I think that comes with, well, yeah, just, I don't know. Crazy nights like these. When you missing? When you missing that one person that make you motherfucking get on your nerves, been irking you, done irked the shit out of you so many times, but made you feel loved so many times, shared so many laughs with. Cool little talks. You can be yourself. You ain't gotta fake the funk. You ain't gotta not bring up certain shit, not talk about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? You can be you, do you. And yeah, if you fuck up, it's still gonna fuck with you because they gonna forgive you. You dig, like, oh, that type shit. That shit makes it good. Like, fuck up. Fuck up. Do some fuck shit. And it be a person you fucking rocking with. And they motherfucking forget you type shit. You see you hurt them type, but y'all, you, that's some different type of, got some good type of right there. That makeup sex. Fuck you talking about? That's some good sex too. That makeup sex be motherfucking amazing. Amazing. Crazy nights like these. Yeah, I might come out with a book. Book on the motherfucking way. Do motherfucking, can't do no video because I ain't trying to make no porn, but yeah, I ain't to motherfucking to drip, because if everybody was, I got some tricks and some tips to have motherfuckers smiling and happy, like, yeah, the Brazy way. Thank you, Brazy. That's my God needed that. Hey, your guy, like, man, I needed that, my boy. Thank you, God. Thank you, boss. Yes, probably the Brazy way. Yeah. Over and over. You gotta get new bed sheets. Yeah. Every night. It's been a water park. Brazy nights like this. Yeah. But until next episode, www.brazy.world. So much more coming. So much more on the way. If you liking this podcast, if you liking Brazy nights like these, go ahead, lock in. Lock in. Subscribe. But you know, once you lock in, ain't no switching up. Stay Brazy.